أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. So we are studying Surah Al Imran, and today we'll study Ayat 72 to 80. And this is the eighth section of this surah. So let's recite these ayat, and then after that we'll come to the explanation. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الطائفة من أهل الكتاب آمنوا بالذي أنزل على الذين آمنوا وقال الطائفة من أهل الكتاب آمنوا بالذي أنزل على الذين آمنوا وجه النار واكفروا آخره لعلهم يرجعون ولا تؤمنوا إلا لمن تبع دينكم قل إن الهدى هدى الله أن يؤتى أحد مثل ما أوتيتم ويحاجكم عند ربكم قل إن الفضل بيد الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم يختص برحمته من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. A group of the people of the book say, believe in what is sent down unto those who believe at the start of the day and disbelieve it at its end, that perhaps they may return. And believe none except one who follows your religion. Say, truly the guidance is Allah's guidance. Lest someone else is given what you are given, or they dispute with you before your Lord. Say, truly the bounty is in Allah's hand. He grants them to whom He wills, and Allah is vast aware. He chooses for His mercy whom He wills, and Allah is the Lord of bounties unbounded. So, remember that a group of people from Najran visited the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he explained to them the message of Islam, the message of Tawheed, oneness of Allah, belief in Isa Alayhi Salam, the reality of Isa Alayhi Salam, his virgin birth, his mother, all of these things the Prophet spoke to them. They disagreed with him, they argued with him, and then they left after that. So Quran mentioned all that. And then you have the ayah number 64, in which is mentioned, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, ta'alaw ila kalimatin sawa'in baynana wa baynakum. O people of the book, come to a common word between you and us. And this is to the Jewish people as well as to the Christian people. That is, you believe, or you say that you believe in one God. So let us truly believe in one God, and do not make any shirk. Do not make any partner in the divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also worship only Allah. And as far as our leaders are concerned, none of the leaders have the authority to make halal what Allah has made haram, or make haram what Allah has made halal. So accept the authority of the leaders, but within the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, Quran mentioned that some of them started arguing with Prophet and the people, and some of them creating difficulties. So we had that discussion last time, which was mentioned, why you deny this message, why you confuse the haq, the truth with falsehood. And here also in these ayat that we are going to study today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions challenges that the early community faced, Prophet and his followers, what they faced from by presenting, when they were presenting the da'wah, when they're presenting the message of Allah to the people. So some of the challenges are mentioned here from some people. So Allah said, a group of the people of the book say that. That doesn't mean that everybody was saying that, just a group of people. And this is a beautiful way that we can learn from this, that you do not generalize about your the other people. If some people are opposing, if some people are creating problem, then just say about that people. Because often the people, the tendency is that if some people from the other side say something, then you generalize that and say, they say that. The Quran says that, قَالَ الطَّائِفَةُ مِنْ أَهِلْ كِتَابِ, a group of the people of the book do that. So it is a beautiful way, this, we can learn a lot from that. That is how to understand others and how to speak about others. We have to be careful in our talk and in our attitude. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الطَّائِفَةُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, a group of the people of the book. And this is something that probably, this is something definitely, it is internal discussion among them. Only Allah knows that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposing what they were talking about among themselves about Islam. So a group of the people made a strategy, a group made a kind of a trick against Islam, against the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the trick was telling some people from among them, go and accept Islam. And say, we believe whatever is sent down upon those who believe, that means the Muslims and on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whatever Muslims accept. So say, in the morning go, or early part of the day you go and tell that we accept that and we are believers, and then later deny it and say we disbelieve, so we don't accept that, because and come and tell them that, well, we thought that it was right, but when we went inside we realized that no, it is not true, so we are leaving that. وَكْفُرُوا أَخِرَهُ, that means become the disbelievers, reject it later. And why you do that? Why this playing this game? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجَعُونَ, so that the other people who have accepted Islam, they also leave Islam. They get confused. This is of course in Medina at that time, and the people of the book were known as the people who read the scripture. Most of the Arabs were Ummiyin. They did not learn anything. They had no books. And they were impressed by the knowledge of the people of the book. So the people of the book, they accept Islam, and then after that they leave it. So that means there must be some problem. So this is the way how to confuse people and let them not accept Islam. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجَعُونَ, happily they may return, they may go back to their kufr, to their disbelief. As the Quran says in Surah Al-An'am, وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ, they are forbidding other people to accept this message, and themselves are turning away from it. So they did not want to accept themselves, and they did not want anybody else to accept. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed this this trick, this this way they were trying to fight and to oppose Islam. So a group of them, they say that. And then Allah says in the following ayah, وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا إِلَّا لِمَنْ تَبِعَ دِينَكُمْ قُلْ إِنَّ الْهُدَى هُدَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يُؤْتَ أَحَدٌ مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيتُمْ, and believe none except one who truly follow your religion and say truly the guidance is Allah's guidance. This ayah has a very interesting way of presenting the point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning what they were saying, that means Ahlul Kitab were saying, but in between there is parenthetical clause, statement. And that statement is قُلْ إِنَّ الْهُدَى هُدَى اللَّهِ. So there is an answer in between. Although it is it's reporting what they were saying, but in between there is an answer also. And this answer is interjected so that immediately you know what is the word, how you answer that. So they said, deny in the previous ayah, وَكْفُرُوا أَخِرَهُ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, and disbelieve in it at the end so that perhaps they may return. And then say, they were saying that, and believe none except one who follows your religion. So they were saying that you only stay in your religion, don't accept anyone else, don't accept Prophet Muhammad and his message, but follow your own religion. But you follow in the morning, you can say that we believe, but this is only a trick, because you are supposed to leave it later. So that is, of course, this was a plot. This was a trick. And so they were saying that it's not that I am not telling you to stay on Islam, because follow your own religion. وَلَا تُبِنُوا إِلَّا لِمَنْ تَبِعَ دِينَكُمْ. Follow your own religion. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala interjects a small statement, which is a wonderful way of telling them, قُلْ إِنَّ الْهُدَى هُدَى اللَّهِ. So say, O Prophet, or say to your people, O Prophet, the guidance is Allah's guidance. What does that mean? إِنَّ الْهُدَى هُدَى اللَّهِ. That means it is Allah who guides. It is Allah who gives the tawfiq and hidayah. So we are giving you the message, but we are not forcing you. It is Allah. It is up to you. Accept it, not accept it. Innal huda hudallah. The guidance is Allah's guidance. That is, if you receive the guidance, it will be the mercy of Allah by Allah's tawfiq, by Allah's way. So this is to understand that. Tell them this. قُلْ إِنَّ الْهُدَى هُدَى اللَّهِ. And then they Allah continue that what they were saying, أَنْ يُؤْتَى أَحَدٌ مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيتُمْ وَيُحَاجُّكُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ. So this is what you have here in English. We are putting it a small dash, and then you have that. So that is a parenthetical remark. Just is to understand that this is separate from what they were saying. And it is أَنْ يُؤْتَ أَحَدٌ, it means مَخَافَةً يُؤْتَ أَحَدٌ, lest someone else is given what you are given. That means your religion, they were saying it to their people, that your religion is the religion that you should follow. And don't make this by following his religion, the Islam. It is, don't give up your religion, and other people start following that religion also. So don't become an example for others to follow. Because if you follow, then others will follow. So don't do that. And yu'ta ahadun misla ma utitum, because there is nobody given what you are given, or these people will come before your Lord and argue against you. Or yuhajjukum inda rabbikum. So they may have an argument that we presented the message and they accepted, they did not accept all of these things. So yuhajjukum inda rabbikum. This is also mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالُوا أَتُحَدِّسُونَهُمْ بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لِيُحَاجُّكُمْ بِهِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 77, it is mentioned that when some of the people of the book were telling Muslims that what you are saying, what your prophet is saying is sounds good, and it is something our scripture also spoke about the coming of Prophet Muhammad. So they were telling them, rebuking them, and saying, أَتُحَدِّسُونَهُمْ بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لِيُحَاجُّكُمْ بِشْتَدَ رَبِّكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعَقِّلُونَ. Are you telling them what you know so that they argue against you? Don't you understand that? So they were stopping other people to say to Muslims and to the community, early community, that do not speak about whatever you know from your scriptures. Do not say what prophecies are there about Prophet Muhammad. And Allah says, أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. Don't they know that Allah knows what they are hiding and what they are saying publicly? So the same point is mentioned here. أَوْ يُحَاجُّكُمْ إِنَّ رَبِّكُمْ. And answer is, قُلْ إِنَّ الْفَضْلَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Say, O Prophet, that the bounty is in Allah's hand. Allah give it whomsoever He wills, and Allah is vast and knowledgeable. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, His knowledge comprehends everything. So this knowledge is not limited to one area, to one people, or to one time. It is the vast knowledge, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this knowledge, this understanding whomsoever He wills. Allah's bounty is great. يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And He chooses for His mercy whom He will. And Allah has great bounty. Wallahu zul fadl al-azim. So here, يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. It has also mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, we also studied that in the ayah number 105, مَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ أَنْ يُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. That the disbelievers from among the people of book and the mushrikeen, the polytheists, they do not like that any good thing come to you. Because the Ahlul Kitab used to say that it will come from Bani Israel, not Bani Ismail. This will come to those who belong to the Israelite group, not to those who belong to Ishmael and his people. And Mushrikeen were also repeating the same thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاللَّهُ يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah chooses whomsoever He will for His rahmah, for His mercy. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. And this point is now mentioned here in this Surah Ali Imran, يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah chooses for His mercy whom He wills. And Allah is the Lord of bounties unbounded. So answer, for those who try to make tricks, it is Allah's guidance. The guidance comes from Allah. That's what we know, and we are presenting it, and it is Allah who gives tawfiq and the hidayah. Those who accept it for their own benefit, and those who do not accept it, it is to their own loss. And this to say that why is coming here and why not coming there, it is the bounty belong to Allah. Allah gives it to whomsoever He wills. He has chosen the last prophet from Bani Ismail, from the Ismail children. So that's Allah's rahmah. Allah's rahmah came to Bani Israel. Many prophets came, and Allah's rahmah came to Bani Ismail. And the last prophet came among them. So, يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He chooses for His mercy whom He wills. And Allah is the Lord of bounties unbounded. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that some other problems that they had. And that is the prophet and his community were facing some of the difficulties from the Ahlul Kitab. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ إِنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِقِنْطَارٍ يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ إِنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِدِينَارٍ لَا يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكَ إِلَّا مَا دُمْتَ عَلَيْهِ قَائِمًا ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ سَبِيلٌ وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ بلى من أوفى بعهده واتقى فإن الله يحب المتقين إن الذين يشترون بعهد الله وأيمانهم ثمنا قليلا أولئك لا خلاق لهم في الآخرة ولا يكلمهم الله ولا ينظر إليهم يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم. Among the people of the book is the one were you to entrust him with a quintal of gold, he will pay it back to you. And among them is one who, were you to entrust him with a dinar, would not return it to you unless you kept standing over him. This is because they say, we have no duty towards the Gentiles. And they acknowledge, they knowingly tell a lie against Allah. Nay, he who fulfills his pledge and is righteous, indeed Allah loves the righteous. Truly those who sell Allah's covenant and their oaths for a paltry price, they shall have no share in the hereafter, and Allah will not speak to them, nor will he look at them on the day of resurrection, nor will he purify them. And for them is a grievous penalty. So some of them were very honest. Even if you give them a heap of gold, they will return it to you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they don't treat everybody the same way. As you have it later in this same surah, you have that ayah says, "Laysu sawa'an min ahli al-kitab ummatun qa'imatun yatluna ayatillah." That is, not all the people of the book are same. Some of them very honest, some of them are not. So you have to distinguish between those who are good and between those who are not good. So وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ إِنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِقِنْطَارٍ يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكَ. Among the people of the book, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that before, وَقَالَ الطَّائِفَ. And here is again, وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. Among the أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, from among the Ahlul Kitab, there are people, if you entrust them with lot of gold, quintal of gold, quintar is a big amount, and you give him, and give him as a trust, he will give it back to you. You what he like. And there are some, even if you give them one dinar, a small amount, they will not give it back to you unless you stand on their head. Watch them and be alert, then they will give it back to you, otherwise they will not. So some of them are very honest, but some of them are not. And there are some who do that, their attitude of dishonesty, double standard, one for themselves and another for others. This is because a group of them, they say, we have no duty toward the Gentiles. And this was unfortunately said by some people, that you can, for example, they say, don't take interest from your own people, but you can take it from non-Jews. From non-Jews you can take, and many other things. So say, because they are Gentiles, you can treat them the way you want to treat. And this was the position of some among them. Unfortunately, there are some Muslims who think that way, which is totally wrong. They think that they are kafir. I can do whatever I want with the kafir. No. As far as the human rights are concerned, as far as the justice is concerned, for everybody, even to your enemies. Because of some people hating you and fighting you, doesn't mean that you don't do justice to them. Don't be fair to them. Be fair. So saying that, this is what God teaches, that you, to your own group, you be good, but outside you don't have to. That's not right. وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ. This is the lie against Allah. Allah never teach that. If you speak the truth, whether it's among yourself or to anybody else, you have to be honest among your own group and others. So that is the Islamic message. وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. They know that this is not the message of God, but this is their own interpretation. So it's, the message of God is that human beings, the believers especially, they should be honest to all. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, المؤمن من يأمنه الناس في على أموالهم وأنفسهم. Mu'min is the believer, is the one whose people are safe with him as far as their money is concerned or their life is concerned. A believer does not aggress against the life of other people and does not do wrong to other people's property, other people's wealth. He's honest. Honest with Muslims as well as non-Muslims. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this interpretation, laysa alayna fil ummiyin sabil, as far as Gentiles are concerned, we don't care. We have no responsibility towards them. They have no right. So having this treatment, one treatment for our group, for our people, another treatment for others, that is the double standard. Islam emphasizes that, do to others what you like others to do to you. And that is, of course, the golden rule. That is the rule for all people. So Allah said, Bala man awfa bi ahdihi wa attaqa fa inna Allah yuhibbul muttaqeen. Nay, he who fulfills his pledge and is righteous, indeed Allah loves the righteous. So fulfill the pledge, whether you make it with Muslims or non-Muslims, whether you make it with one group, the believers of your own group or outside. Bala, indeed, man awfa bi ahdihi wa attaqa fa inna Allah yuhibbul muttaqeen. And then warning comes after that, a strong warning. Those who play with the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yashtaruna bi'ahdillahi wa aymanihim samanan qaleela, for a paltry price, for some gain, some money, they give up the promise, the pledge that they made with Allah. The pledge of a believer is that he'll be honest with everyone. I'll speak the truth to everyone. I will take care of everyone, the life of everyone, the property of everyone. And those who, for the sake of small money, small gain, they give up, أُولَٰئِكَ لَا خَلَاقَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, they will have nothing in the Akhirah. They will have no place in Jannah. Not only that, وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ, Allah will not speak to them. Allah will not look at them. Allah will not speak to them. Allah will not look at them means Allah is not happy with them. Allah will, they will stand before Allah. Allah turn his face away from them and don't say a word to them. They will plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah forgive us. Allah will not listen to them. Allah will not talk to them. A'udzubillah min shaytan. May Allah save us from that. وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, on the day of judgment. وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ, and he will not purify them. He will not purify them, he will not deem them pure. He will not forgive them. He will not make them cleansed from that, because they have been doing that deliberately, knowingly, and they are also distorting the message of God and saying things in the name of God that are not correct. So knowingly they are doing that. Wala yuzakkihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, purifies people. But here, this group, Allah is angry with them. Walahum azabun aleem. And for them is painful punishment. May Allah save us from that. So this is a great warning. It comes in the context of the people of the book, but it is a message for everybody. And especially, we have to pay attention to that, because we believe in this message. So Muslims have to understand that it is important to fulfill your pledge, whether you make it with Muslims or non-Muslims. And you have to be conscious of Allah, because Allah loves those who are pious, who are righteous. And those who break the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for paltry price, for little gain, then nothing for them in the Akhirah. Yes, in this world you may gain something, but it is not in the Akhirah. La khalaqa lahum fil Akhirah. There is no share for them in the Akhirah. وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يُزَكِّهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. May Allah protect us from this kind of behavior and make us the people who understand that human beings are human beings. All human beings are that way. So this is the universal message of Islam. This is the message of Islam of justice, of goodness for all people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ لَفَرِيقٍ يَلْؤُونَ أَلْسِنَتَهُمْ بِالْكِتَابِ لِتَحْسَبُوهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمَا هُوَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَمَا هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَنْ يُؤْتِيَهُ اللَّهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحُكْمَ وَالنُّبُوَّةَ ثم يقول للناس كونوا عبادا لي من دون الله ولكن كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وما كنتم تدرسون ولا يأمركم أن تتخذوا الملائكة والنبيين أربابا أيأمركم بالكفر بعد إذ أنتم مسلمون. There is among them a group who twist their tongues with the book, that you may suppose it to be from the book, but it is not from the book. And they say it is from Allah, but it is not from Allah. And they knowingly tell a lie against Allah. It is not for any human being that Allah give him the book, wisdom, and the prophethood, and then say to the people, be servants of me instead of Allah. Rather be the faithful servants of your Lord. Because you were teaching the book and you used to study. And he would not command you to take angels and prophets for lords. Would he command you to disbelieve after you have submitted to Allah? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned another group from among them. Another group. Inna minhum la fariqan. Not all of them, a group among them. Who twist their tongues by the book of Allah. They try to say as if they are reading the book of God, as if they are quoting from the scripture. So they yaluna al-sanatahum bil-kitab li-tahsabuhu min al-kitab wama huwa min al-kitab. Beautiful way of mentioning that. That they turn their tongues with this scripture so that you may think it is a scripture, but it is not a scripture. Or sometimes they misinterpret it. And they say, this is what God says. But the God does not say that. So they twist their tongues. Hide things. And deliberately, knowingly, they distort the message. وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَمَا هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. And they say, this is what God says. But God doesn't say that. So they are lying against Allah. They are distorting the message of Allah. يَعْلَمُونَ. And knowingly doing that. Deliberately doing that. No, it's not just a mistake. It's not just forgetfulness. It is deliberately. They understand. They know what is the truth, but they lie. So that is a problem. Some religious people have a problem like that. It happened in the past and it's happening now. People have that problem. Whatever their own, for their own benefit, for their own ideologies, they misinterpret the scripture of God. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is, they attribute to prophets, that the prophets as if said to them to worship them. Worship them. Or the prophet said, be my servants. Prophet did not say that. No prophet said that I'm God. Jesus, peace be upon him, did not say I'm God. Jesus did not say worship me. And no prophet did that. Ma kana li bashar. It does not belong to a human being to do that. Ma, it is not for any human being. That Allah, especially a human being whom Allah gives the book and wisdom and prophethood, that hasha lillah, may God save us from saying something like that, that a prophet, attribute to a prophet, that prophet said, become my servants, obey me, I mean, worship me. Kunu ibadah li min dunillah instead of Allah. The Prophet did not say that. Walakin kunu rabbaniyyin bima kuntum tu'allimun al-kitab wa bima kuntum tadrusun. So they did not say arbab, they were not arbab, but they were asking people to become rabbani. Arbab means the Lord, rabb plural is arbab, and rabbani is the one who belong to the rabb. So belong to your rabb, be the people of your rabb, the Lord. And here also is a very nice way of referring, it's a kind of a inference, a reference to the Jewish community who were calling their leaders rabbis. And rabbi is, Quran says, these are rabbaniyin. That's what the original meaning of it was. They were people of the Lord. They were not gods. تَخْذُوا أَحْبَارَهُمْ وَرُهُبَانَهُمْ أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. They made them as if God, they're not gods. They were the one who are presenting the message of God. وَلَكِنْ كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ. And this is for everybody. رَبَّانِيِّينَ. So رَبَّانِيِّينَ are those who are the people of Allah, who are the people of the Rabb, people of the Lord, faithful servants of the Lord. وَلَا يَأْمُرَكُمْ أَن تَتَّخَذُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ أَرْبَابًا. And no prophet will say that you take angels as God or prophets as God. أَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْكُفْرِ بَيْذَ عَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. This is kufr. To say that prophets are, that you bow before the prophets and you go and say that these are, like God. That's not right. Prophet did not say that. And the angels also the same thing. Angels are servants of Allah. Prophets were servants of Allah. But of course they have authority. Prophets are Allah's appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to respect them and honor them. We have to mention their name with great respect. We do not ridicule them. We do not say things disrespectful, dishonorable, making their images and cartoons and all of these things, that's not the right thing. But prophets have to be respected and honored. The angels have to be respected and honored. And doing anything other than that is kufr. So nobody said that you can do that. No human being in his right mind, to whom especially when Allah gave him book and wisdom and prophethood, would say to the people, become my servants, other than Allah. No, they all came. Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Prophet Muhammad, all of them. May Allah be pleased with all of them. Alayhim as-salam. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon all of them. They all came to teach human beings to become the servants of Allah. Kunu ibadallah, kunu ibadallah. Not ibadan li, but ibadallah. Oh human beings, become the servants of Allah, become the worshippers of Allah. And kunu rabbaniyin, belong to your Lord. You're connected with your Lord. Always connected with your Lord. Because this is what you have been doing. If you are reading the book, and if you are teaching the book, then this should be your message. And do not take angels or prophets as arbab, as lords. This is kufr. أَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Would he tell you to do kufr, deny Allah, after you accepted Allah? So a great responsibility of people who believe, a great responsibility who say that we are the believers in the book of Allah, they have to stand with justice, with truth, with honesty, fulfill the promise, and always respect the prophets of Allah and worship Allah. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we understand this message and give this message to the world. This is the way how the Quran presents its message to humanity. Let's take some questions, inshallah.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. I don't see any questions at this time. So just let me remind everyone that today we started Sheikh Shahid's class on the fiqh of Salah, and many issues related to prayer will be discussed throughout this course, which will run for about 14 weeks or so. It starts at 10:45 a.m. each Sunday. And then, of course, just like we did today, we will join Dr. Siddiqui at 12 noon each Sunday for his tafsir class. So follow ISOC on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. And for complete details, updates, and login information, check the weekly newsletter. Dr. Siddiqui, I'm not seeing any questions.
Can I have a verbal question? Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. Always, you know, inspiring. Dr. Saab, you know, I was very concerned when you elaborated the importance of that Allah will not talk to you, He will not look at you, He is not going to purify you because of the characteristic that they were not trustworthy and they were liars and they were not doing justice. And that applies to us as Muslims. And as you know, that we do have a grave challenge in this area. So I think it is very, very important we remind ourselves and our family how important it is in order to have Allah's mercy on this particular area. So it is very overwhelming to see how great importance to being trustworthy. So I just wanted to...
JazakAllah. That's a very good point to emphasize that. Yes, that's the point. That is... taking the name of Allah, calling yourself believers, Muslims, but at the same time lying and cheating and deceiving, and then not fulfilling the promise. Of course, these are very essential parts of the faith. Faith is not only that you pray five times a day, fast during Ramadan, or go to Hajj again and again. But faith is this also, that you, one is to be honest and truthful and caring for all people. That's what part of the faith, that's what Islam emphasizes. And we all have to observe that. And this is in relation to not only that you are with Muslims, but people of any all human beings, whether Muslims, non-Muslims, Christians, Jews, atheists, theists, everybody. All human beings have to be treated with respect and with honesty. We have to be honest towards all people. So that is the thrust of the message of the Quran. And then when Muslims follow that, they made an impact to the world. They made an impact to the world. These things make, if this kind of policies make you successful here in this world and also in the hereafter. So the honesty is the great policy that has to be done. And for Muslims, emphasis is that you are going to be questioned on the Day of Judgment about that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on this path.
Ameen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we have also a program. Sabia, you have given the information about this about race relation that we are going to have that at 1:30.
Oh, today?
Yes, there is a webinar that is happening.
Okay. Right, I believe some invitations have been sent out.
Okay. Sabia, if you mind, can you send me on WhatsApp?
You have a link for that?
Oh, link in the newsletter?
Yes, I will get to that, inshallah.
Okay.
I'm not sure if registration is still available, but I will see.
Okay, no problem. I'll watch later then.
Thank you. Dr. Siddiqui, may we have a closing? Bismillahir
Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbana atina. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially, you know, the situation of the pandemic is becoming very serious, terrible. Thousands of people are dying, and also hundreds of thousands are suffering. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have His mercy upon us.
Ameen.
Allahumma arhamna, Allahumma arhamna, Allahumma arhamna, fanta bina rahim. والطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى ودرجات العلا اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة ونجاة من النار اللهم احفظنا من كل سوء اللهم احفظنا من كل شر اللهم احفظنا من كل وباء ومن كل داء يا رب العالمين والله we pray to you to bless us and have mercy upon us and remove this pandemic from us and from the humanity والله keep us on the right path and help us to be thankful to you to do the right things and avoid the bad things رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أتباعه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب
جزاك الله خير السلام عليكم